Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 18, Conversations with Prakashananda, Part 1. Lord Chaitanya agrees to meet the Mayavadi Sannyasis. According to the principles of the Mayavadi Sannyasis, singing, dancing, and playing musical instruments are strictly prohibited, for they are considered to be sinful activities. The Mayavadi Sannyasi is simply supposed to engage in the study of Vedanta. Therefore, when the Mayavadi Sannyasis of Benares saw that Lord Chaitanya was indulging in singing, dancing, playing musical instruments, and always chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Mayavadis concluded that Lord Chaitanya was not educated and that, out of sentiment, Lord Chaitanya was misleading his followers. Shankara Acharya's injunction was that a sannyasi should always be engaged in the study of Vedanta and that a sannyasi should be satisfied by simply having one cloth and nothing more. Because Lord Chaitanya neither studied Vedanta formally nor ceased from singing and dancing, Lord Chaitanya was thus criticized by all the sannyasis at Benares as well as by their householder followers. When Lord Chaitanya received news of this criticism from his students and disciples, Lord Chaitanya simply smiled and started for Mathura and Vrindavana. When Lord Chaitanya returned again to Benares on his way back from Mathura to Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya stayed at the house of Chandrasekhar, who was considered a Shudra because he was a clerk. In spite of this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made his residence at the home of Chandrasekhar. Lord Chaitanya made no distinctions between Brahmanas and Shudras, for Lord Chaitanya accepted anyone who was devoted. Customarily, a sannyasi is supposed to take shelter and eat in the home of a Brahmana, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead, used his own discretion and decided to stay at Chandrasekhar's house. In those days, by misusing their Brahminical heritage, the Brahmanas passed a law to the effect that anyone not born in a Brahmana family was to be considered a Shudra. Thus, even Nakshatriyas and Vaidyas were also considered Shudras. Because the Vaidyas were supposed to be descendants of Brahmana fathers and Shudra wives, they were sometimes called Shudras. Thus, Chandrasekhar Acharya, although born in a Vaidya family, was called a Shudra in Benares. As long as Lord Chaitanya stayed in Benares, he remained at the home of Chandrasekhar, and Lord Chaitanya took his food at the home of Tapan Mishra. When Sanatan Goswami met Lord Chaitanya at Benares, Sanatan learned the process and principles of devotional service during 2 months of continuous teaching. Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Sanatan Goswami have already been described. After receiving these teachings, Sanatan Goswami was authorized to propagate the principles of devotional service and Srimad Bhagavatam. And it was during this time that both Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar Acharya were feeling very sorry about the strong criticism against Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they came together and prayed for the Lord to meet the Mayavadi sannyasis. Dear Lord, we have become mortified by hearing unfavorable criticisms from the Mayavadi sannyasis against you. Indeed, it has become intolerable for us. And so they requested Lord Chaitanya to do something so that these criticisms might be stopped. While they were discussing this subject, a Brahmana came to Lord Chaitanya, inviting him to his home. All the sannyasis had already been invited, save for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and now the Brahman came to invite Lord Chaitanya. And knowing that Lord Chaitanya did not associate with Mayavadi sannyasis, the Brahmana fell down at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and implored, "Although I know that you do not accept invitations, still I implore you, I beg you, to come and take prasad at my home with all the other sannyasis. If you accept this invitation, I will consider it a special favor." Lord Chaitanya then took this opportunity and accepted the Brahmana's invitation in order to meet the Mayavadi sannyasis. Actually, this was an arrangement made by the Lord himself. Although the Brahmana who invited Lord Chaitanya knew that the Lord did not accept any invitations, the Brahmana was still very eager to invite Lord Chaitanya. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 18, Conversations with Prakashananda, Part 1. Lord Chaitanya agrees to meet the Mayavadi sannyasis. Recorded August 18, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Sakshadharitvena samasta shastray ruktasya thabhav yata eva sadbhi kintu prabhoya priya eva tasya vande guru sri charanaravindam vande guru sri charanaravindam vande guru sri charanaravindam jaya sri krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivat Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.